We are up to the Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis in the very bottom of the page. Hey Shvat. Tov Shinayin Hey. Says the Gemara. So we asked the question, how come by a Chedesh we say that there is marriage? We said, why does it marry by a chedesh? Because they live happily together. Mashenge and by a sheite, there's no stability in that marriage. Rabban didn't make any kind of a takana that there should be marriage. And what about a ktana? How come there's no marriage there? Why by a ktana? A cotton, we don't encourage marriage because you can wait. So how come a ktana, we did make a marriage with Rabbanan? Because she's an orphan. And we don't want people to take advantage of her. So you go meet Minig Hefke. Okay, we're going through all the differences because these are the Rabbanans and why certain things are certain. By Chedesh it's one way, by Chedesh it's one way, and by Ketana it's another way. Says the Gemara, Maish no Ketana, we give her ability, Dimamana, she can just walk out because the whole Kedush is the Rabbanan. No Maish no Chedesh is the Leimana, why don't we give the same capacity to a Chedesh to walk out? And for the Gemara, because by Chedesh she'll be that way. Imkei Mimana Evelay Nazbula. People will not. Why would you get married to a woman? You never know if you'll remain married with her. Because at a whim, you raise your voice once and just walk out. Mashenge by ketana, you have to control yourself for a year or 2 years until she's 12 years old, and then you'll lose your temper. Exactly, as Rashi said yesterday. Fred, you know, now this we're up to. Why is it by ketana when he gets married? Even though she's only married with a bonus, she can eat truma. Which truma? Truma the rabban. She cannot eat truma the rice because my tashis are married, but the truma, which is only the rabbanon, like truma siyadik and all that, she can eat. Umayishna chareish is the leochot truma, that even the rabbanon can truma, she cannot eat. It's not, how do I know that? We learned the same issue in Gittin we learned yesterday, the other, Heyid Rabbi Yechim ben Gudgada al hachareish, Rabbi Yechim ben Gudgada testified regarding this chareish, shehisiya avir, that her father married off. Now, chareish that her father married off, Rashi tells her, mahatoida, she's considered married. Because a ketana, since the father is in full capacity of his functions, that's mateta. She can be divorced because, as we learned before, we don't need her consent, so it doesn't matter that she's not in full capacity. And he also testified al ketana bas Yisrael shenisa al koyin. If a ketana marries a bas koyin, she aichelet b'truma. Now she gets to eat truma. Now it doesn't say about truma regarding a chareishes. V'ilu chareishes loich ochla does not eat truma. Why not? Why is it with a chilek? She's married with a rabbanon. Let her eat truma the rabbanon, just like by ketana. Everything about a gezeira by chareishes, we're taka worried. What are you worried? Shema yachol chedesh b'chareishes. Maybe that the chedesh will feed the chareishes what? Truma the raisa. And it'll be oiva nisr. We can't allow that to happen. Freddy Gemara, who cares? Let's say they do that. V'leichel let her eat. Don't we have a rule? We'll learn tomorrow's Gemara. Cotton, oichel nevelusu. Since a chedesh and a chedesh are not responsible. So let's say they did an aveda. We're not mechuyev to stop them from doing an aveda. You don't want them to eat truma the rabban, which are perfectly legitimately allowed to, because of a gezeira, they might eat truma the raisin. No, exactly. So if they do that, They're not going to, there's no oinshin there. So we answer gzeira shem yaichel chedu pekachas. We're worried. Now what happened if chedu is married to pekachas? And if he'll feed her truma the rabbon, and he'll also feed her truma the rice, and over there she's already an older girl, and she will be responsible. Freddy Gemara v'chedu pekachas. Okay, Gemara, I jumped ahead of it. Freddy Gemara, right now we're learning truma the rabbon. V'chedu pekachas nami lechem truma the rabbon. If truma the rabbon, what's the deal? Gzeira deal. I'll also lechem truma the rice. But where am I giving truma the rice? Okay, this is what we're up to. Says Gemara v'chedu. We're going through. Remember, again, they're both married with the rabbanon. So why, when a 9-year-old girl gets married, she has a ksuva? But a chareish who gets married has no ksuva. Why not? Why isn't she entitled to ksuva as well? If the rabbanon is considered married, and for the gemara, you came in man even in nazbul. If a chareish requires a ksuva, what do I need? As it is, in my whole life is not going to be so idyllic, and I have to give her a ksuva as well. So people won't marry her. Hey, like Tana, eventually she'll grow up.
According to Havamina,
which Havamina?
If you have a normal process,
what's the Havamina? This is the Maskana as well.
You have the parents marry off a Tana, right?
No. We're talking about the marriage of Rabbanon.
Yeah, which is
the mother.
So mother marries off, so it's Midr Rabbanon, right?
Yeah.
So Midr Rabbanon, but then if there's no miyun, in what way does the race marriage kiki.
We had with machlekes before, whether it's automatic lechi godla or whether you need a bila. Remember we had machlekes before, rabbi
and avsheishes. So when does a ksuba take effect?
We're saying Tana has a ksuba from the moment in 10 years old whenever she gets married. That's the question: is why the whole yinx was rabban?
It's rabban,
except for Kolamir. Why is it that the Tana the rabbanon in, you know, said a ksuba? Why bechelish knows no ksuba? So we answer, we're trying to help out the chay, we're trying to get him married. And if you put stumbling blocks in the way, you know, I mean, go, what do I need it for? If I really have to pay out, I'm going to get a normal girl, whatever, a full, you know. Rashi. Umayishnas, about 10 lines above the white line. How do you know Taka? How do you know that the Tana does get a ksuba? And how do you know the chay does not? If you're going to make her a ksuba, nobody's going to want to marry her. I'll be Tana. I knew the same chesed by Ktana, loymen money. Why? The asil chaldei, eventually she'll grow up. You put up with her a year or two. Second, more questions. Okay, first of all, Ktana minol and islo ksuba. First of all, Ktana, who told you Ktana does have a ksuba? We made an assumption that Ktana has and a chesed doesn't. How do you know? How do you know Ktana does have? Because it's now in the Mishnah. Hamam enes. A girl who's a memayin. And we're going to learn, a girl, if she decides to walk out, she doesn't walk out with a ksuba. In other words, but if she remains in, this is going to be the dik. But if this girl who's 10 years old decides to stay married, she does have a ksuba. That's the raya, she has a ksuba. Or hashniya, someone that's also to you, mid rabbanon from marrying, or an idleness, a girl that turned out to be that she couldn't have any kids, so the whole thing was a mekatos. Shniya means shniya la'royis. So you shouldn't have married her. You know, your grandmother, whatever, your great-grandmother, so it's a shniya la'royis. Ain lehen ksuba, or your grandmother, ain lehen ksuba. There's no ksuba here. Because Abel Yoitze beget, but nevertheless, you have to give a get. Now it says clearly here, Hamamenes is mashma, but if she remains married, she gets a ksuba. Uktano yes laksuba. So it's clear Uktano has a ksuba. Rashi, Mamenes less laksuba. No bal korchen alke. Why? Why? Because he had no say. Why should he then pay her out? Because she decides to walk out. Shniyim divid seifim. Ain laksuba. The rabbanon kantsua. The rabbanon kantsa kedama beishmas meisus. Beishmas todis. The rabbanon kantsa becomes a shniyah. No ksuba. Shouldn't have married her. Islands, but shouldn't have married her. Totally a mistake. Abel Yitzchak beget. Now, what's the right from this Mishnah? The Yukid must listen to the tiny word. It says, "Mam enes shaminim ilonat time mishum the bal koychenavka," because against the will, his will. Ham hoytzia if he's it'll send her out. Isla, he does have alma yesh ksuva l'ktana. Ksuva l'ktana. Second more light. Okay, so now I know ktana has a ksuva. V'chareishim nonless ksuva. But you also said a chareish does not have a ksuva. How do you know that? The Tanya we learned, Echeresh v'shoite, Echeresh and Oshoite, Shenisu pikche, they marry intelligent girls. Afapi, now this Echeresh v'shoite only married the Rabban. It doesn't matter if the girl's intelligent. Afapi, Shenis pakeach, Echeresh, sometimes in the course of the marriage he became well. Ovinishtafa shoite, the shoite, sometimes in the course of his marriage he became well. Ain lehem aleim klum. There's still no tainus of a ksuva because when you got married, there was no ksuva. But Rotsul Kaiman, after they became cured from their ailment, they continued to stay married. That means at that juncture, a ksuva kicks in. Yesh lehem ksuva. That juncture, a ksuva kicks in. What's like Rashi? Ain lehem aleim klum. The ain lehem das. They have no sechel. Ain tenoy rishon tonight. Even though they made it tonight meaningless. But I've got to think about nesuyin lechedesh. Even though when it comes to, we said before, shaiti, we don't make nesuyin. But when it comes to chedesh, we make nesuyin. Like the kinyan among ksuva mineh. We didn't make kedufar to come on, and we didn't in any way allow a ksuva from the chedesh to the pikachas. Why not? Because yoisim and masha heish right to lisha, heish right to lisha. There's no read for it because she'll want to get married anyway. Or he'll find a wife anyway. Back to the Gemara. Eh? What about in the following case? Pikeach shenasa chadeshes. He was well, and he married a chadeshes or a sheita. He married a sheita. He's af. In this case, here, but he knew what he was doing, and he's the one who's writing a ksuba. The tanai ksuba is called tanai ksuba. Afilu kasala me mana. You're chayv to a wife only shtei mana. He wrote 100 mana, fortune. It's his decision. He's fully in full capacity of his functions. And if he decides to give her mei money, that's his decision. If he wants to lose his money, that's his business. Nobody asked him to give such a large amount, but if he wants to, that's his business. He's called from there what? Time the rot. The only reason why this is because he wants to holay rot, but if he didn't want to, ain law. So we see if a pikeach is married to chadeshes, there is no ksuvi whatsoever. It's only in this case where he decided to, who we say he wants to be mazik in the chasuv. And what's the svar, Takia? Why don't we tell the pekach to make a ksuba for his wife the chedesh? Because he came in mani lazbulav. I'm having a chmanus very man chedesh. You want me to pay it out as well? Forget it. Rashi. Shreit shalav nechosav av bishalay tiknu lo chacham ksuba. There's no ksuba. Harei hu kosel he wrote. Hoyel v'roitzel lahasef. He decides to give her a ksuba. V'liyaz nozuk minechosav. He wants to lose money. Tanoi kaim. He has every right. Good luck. Halay rotzel lo kosel lo ein lo mitakan chachamim. Says, "What about it? So, what do you tell me that by if she is a chedesh, there is no what do you call it? There's no So why a pikachas le chedesh, but a pikachas to a chedesh? Least can look ksuba. We should make a ksuba. Why should we make a ksuba? Because otherwise, she won't want to get married. Him came in man and his, but just like we worried about him, over here we worried about her." That if she says, I'm not getting a ksuba, why in the world would I marry this chedesh? She's an intelligent woman, she can marry anybody. Why would she marry this chedesh? And for the Gemara, we're not worried that she's going to say that. Because Yoisim Meshay Ish Reitzel Lisa, Ish Reitzel Lase, a woman is much more interested in getting married to whoever is interested in marrying her than a man. A man has many choices.
In other words, because she...
Even though
she doesn't want to stay alive, she's prepared to get
to make compromises.
We said, Tavla Mesiv, Tandum Lamesiv.
Exactly. And she's marrying a chedesh voluntarily. Rashi, im came the boy le meisel l'ksuba, memani v'le nazbilam. Yeah. As in my right, remember we had those three Malkas, Malkayoi and Malkayo, and every time we bring them up, thank God, and this is they didn't bring them up. They want to know how do you remember who said which thing Malkayo said, which thing Malkayo said, remember? So, anyhow, there was this person in the neighborhood of Malkayo, Ansebe Itze, married a woman, Vikosovlo, and he wrote her, Arba Meya Zuze Minichse. Now, this is a very interesting thing, what he said, and you can't repeat this at home. He gave her 400 zuzim, a lot of money. Omar Rava says, Rava, man chakim kramalkia. Who is as wise as a malkia? The Gavra Rabba, who is a very intelligent man. Kesavad, no, but he coaxed this guy to give us a large sum. Somebody holds. He's like this. What would be if you would buy them, if you go out in the slave market and buy yourself a slave? What would it cost you? Ilu rotza shivcha l'shamshe. Mi loizav nina le, wouldn't it cost you $400? So here you got a wife for $400. Coach Kenocha, you got two things. You have a slave and you have a wife. As Rava, so who's worse? Rabalki for saying this, or Rava who is complimenting him? Yeah. Man Chakim Kiramalki. What in the world is going to say here? Yeah, but his hesber that he's giving here. That a woman is a slave.
Why did you have to even come out to say the statement? Because his original action with this guy was such an unusual.
It's a fortune, yeah. But the statement is even more unusual. That a wife was a slave plus a bonus.
But the way you learn the bonus and so on, the ksubis could have been a very serious transaction.
It was. It's a contract.
You know, all the chosim should bring in all this sort of stuff. So, you know, what is it, 400 zuz wouldn't have been a big thing.
He meant to give him the 400 zuz. It wasn't that he did it voluntarily.
I don't know. Anyway, Rashi didn't explain anything over here. Obviously. Either that, or he didn't want to get involved in this debate. And I take him out. It's amazing Gemara.
So there's some truth to the old joke that they say.
Yeah.
Why does the bride wear white?
Right.
Because don't all kitchen appliances come in white?
Say that joke at home. See how far you get.
I did. I don't think I got supper that night.
Abba Rabchia Barashi Abba Shmuel. Abchia Barashi Nebba Shmuel. Eish is a chedesh. Let's say the wife of a chedesh had committed adultery. Ain't Chaim, you missed the most beautiful Gemara right now. Is that right? Go protest. Is that meant for your ears?
What?
You just missed the most beautiful Gemara. You can't repeat it to you. Let's go for protest. An eish is chedesh, the wife of a chedesh. Ain't chayovin aleh osham tali. The wife of a chedesh, She committed a sin. Now, we're saying that Mahatoida, she's not really married. So the question is, how do we view it? Do we say that we're 100% sure that she's not married Mahatoida because she's not intelligent? Or do we say we're not sure? She's very volatile. She oscillates from being normal to not normal. So therefore, if she oscillates from being normal to not normal, there's a chance that while she committed this adultery... Yeah, Malkia did it.
Yeah, the Bezin did it, yeah.
Hmm. Encouraged her to pay such a lot of money. The question, and he said, I understand where it comes from, because
if this guy needs to be looked after and you're going to buy him a servant to in the market for 400, you might as well get him a wife.
Who's both? Who is both? Tarty.
First wife, I learned in your own free time.
Anyway, so what happened here? Well, the question, how do we view an aged cheder?
This is first. You don't teach Gemara to women.
Buried in Kufya Gimel in the middle of the page. No Rashi, no Tazes, no Rashi, Gornish.
Oh, a Ritva here. Yeah. Saying?
No, what they've put together here, their commentary, the saying is based on these...
I'll look up the Ritva, this is right here. I'll look it up later. Okay. Anything I'm going to write? Rashi. Rashi ain't Chayov in Elohim Moshe Toli. Rashi, four lines in the wide lines. The name of Suffolk H is Ish He, to say that maybe she's a married woman, Suffolk Hayaboy, Das, Suffolk Aimboy. Now, this is the first thing I was analyzing. When we say Chedish has no Das, what does it mean? And we'll soon see a very interesting debate here. And is the Pshat that she sometimes she oscillates from being sane to not? And therefore, if that's the case, then Suffolk could be Bishas Meister, she did the Veda, she was fully sane, therefore she's fully married Matayda. Ain boy b'habor aleh b'asher toli. And someone has relationship with asher toli. Levadi ain loy shum kinyan min atayda. And so on.
One second, if he's oscillating between...
We're talking about the woman here. A woman who's married to a chedish, right? So she's a suffix agent, is or not?
So why does he have an asher toli? Because he's not sure if he was boy or...
He didn't avail him a mistake. Someone didn't avail him a mistake. It was amazing. You did it by mistake. Question is, do you bring a chatzis if you did it by mistake? But over here... It's an Ashim Talik. You don't know if he didn't have Aveda B'Shegig. Here, you don't know if he didn't have Aveda. You don't know because maybe she's a married woman. Maybe she's not a married woman. But so why B'Chal Ashim Talik? What's the suffix? She's definitely not a married woman, Ma'atayra. What's the suffix here? Because maybe... We'll soon see what the suffix is. I'll explain. Exactly. Of sanity. Talking about a layman, Masayel, I bring a raya. That what? That there's no Ashim. So when you... By passing there's no Ashim Talik, what are you ever telling me? There's no question here of sanity. This is not married. So I'll bring it out. Chamisha leitim ruah that five people shouldn't give any truma. Vim tarmu ain't truma truma. And even they did it, nothing happened. If it's a suffix, we say no. They did truma, treat as if it's truma, or let someone else do it again or something. Nothing. Ve'eluhen chedesh, a chedesh, and a shaitir cotton claw that a chedesh has. That pshat is a suffix she gave truma garnished. Vatayim shenish loy. If I go and give truma yours, I have no right. If I even go chavim to Yisrael, we live from gamatim only yid, not a goy. I feel b'shus Yisrael ain't truma. Even the yid sent him is nothing because gamatim has to be yid. So what was he clear from here? That the Chedesh is Truma is garnished. No, it's not even a Suffolk. Rashi. Toim Hashem Shalai. V'loi Tzivai Balabai never sent him. The Shlichus Nafkalon Me'atim Gamatim. Le Rabbi Shluchachem. It says, also you, that you substitute. Hilch Me'atim Ledatchem Av Shluchachem. He did it, but you have to send him. He can't do it on his own. V'oivik Gachom Shetorim. He says, Yisrael Afilu B'shuz Bailim. The Yid sent him. Ain't a Truma. Why not? The Be'inon Me'atim B'nei Bris Av Shluchachem B'nei Bris B'Eden. Uktani miyah chedesh ain't truma she truma. Umu teres lazar, it's not truma. Now the safiku truma, if it's a safik, then the yachze v'yitre by the should have said that someone else should come along and give truma properly. Sorry? We don't say by truma because he's stealing his mitzvah. Says in the right. Who the Amak Rabbi Lazar? The answer, you know, it's not a kasha. It's a difference between Eish is Eish. Maybe Taka is not a suffix here. But how come over here by Truma we say that nothing happened at all? He holds like Rabbi Lazar. You want to bring a proof from it, right? That nothing happened. No. Bembez, it could be you do bring Asher Tala, it could be it's a suffix. But Truma is meaningless. Why is Truma meaningless? Because we hold like Rabbi Lazar that the Tanya we learned. No, it was like this, sorry. Rabbi Lazar disagrees. Rabbi Lazar holds by Truma Mefedish is Taka Suffolk Truma, and still Asher Toli. I hold is no Asher Toli. Why? Why? But so nobody can bring a raya. What's the matter? Tanya Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Lazar Truma is Chedesh Loi Teitzel Chulin Mipnei Shehu Suffolk. It's a Suffolk, and therefore comes to Truma tree like a Suffolk Truma. But yet when it comes to Asher Toli, we say nothing happened. Why? But nothing happened because Asher Toli we hold like Gemara increases that you need Shtei Chatiches. There's a Machlekes in Rabbi Lazar and Whether you need two, no, they have one piece of fat, so you're not sure if it's kosher or chaylev, shuman or chaylev, that's what you bring in Asher Tali. Or the other pin says, no, you need two pieces of fat. One definitely is chaylev. One definitely is shuman. You just don't know which one it is. In other words, you have to have his chazik is sudah. Otherwise, it's okay, why carbon? B'chal is shayla if you did anything wrong. Bring a carbon to base of English. But if you know, definitely on this table, one of them was treif. You just don't know which one you took. So it's his chazik is sudah. It's called you need echem shtei chatichas. Rabbi Lazar holds you need echem shtei chatichas. So if this woman here is a suffolk ish, there's only one woman here, right? You know you had relations with her. The question is she technically married to that guy, Matredo, or not? So therefore, you don't bring a shatali. But it's still a suffolk. And therefore, a truma, it's a suffolk. No, so no, you can't bring an ayah from here. Rashi, who drove Rabbi Lazar? Claim a holiday to say, yeah, you can't bring it. I think I'm a true Mr. Lech Mook, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar, Sophic, who tackles a Sophic. I, the Gabby Yishto, I forgot the Sophic, who ain't about Asher Tolly. You know why? The Gabby Asher Tolly, except Achas, me call Mitzvah Hashem, the Korinan Mitzvah in plural. The Mashma Chodim Metati, there has to be Chazik Esuda, there has to be a Koshin Yishi, Yash Hetavi Isilafanov, there has to be two. It'll be two women there. And you don't remember which one you did it with this H's Isha, with a single woman, oh, that's called an Asher Tolly. Kigain Ishto, the H's Ima. The bayi is, let's say, in your house was your wife and another H's ish. So there's a suffix. And nobody remembers what happened last night. The suburb, Ainsham, El Ishta, he throws on his wife. You don't remember which one. Obviously, they don't remember either. Oh, you have treif and kosher. You thought about shuman. You don't know which one you ate. Had you known for sure, you bring a chatas in the cave. The cholduhu and the chatas we know for the chatas in the cave. The cholduhu, there's no value for a chatas. Feel danka, even a small coin. But when it comes to Asher Tali, you got to pay a lot more. As Abayin Yain explains, you pay a lot more for an Asher Tali because otherwise you don't feel guilty. Chattas, your conscience bothers you did an Aveda, so that in itself will make you do tshuva.
Asher Tali depends on the person's financial ability.
That's a carbon alienated. Asher Tali, you pay shtei zuze. Chattas is a danke, bas danke, which is a nothing. And Asher Tali, and Abayin Yain explains, because you have no guilt conscience. Because you convince us right away, that was nothing anyway. So why would you do tshuva? So we need to make you pay, and that's the best way to make you realize something happened, and you better do tshuva properly. Actually, other maybe Ashim Zacher, and Ashim is also only a Zacher, Bekesesh Kolim, and two. Abel Hochesh HaSofik Tali B'chaticha Achaz, but over here it's only a Chaticha Achaz. One woman was there. You don't know what her status is. Sofik is Sofik. So there's no Rai either way. Now, what's the Sofik here? What's the Sofik by a Cheder? What's the Sofik? There's two ways of understanding the Sofik. Says the Gemara, one way is, E Svida Karabalazar, Asher Tali Namil Chayiv. Now, even Rabbi Lazar, for another question, if he holds like Rabbi Lazar, Asher Tali Nami L'chayev, Rabbi Lazar holds, So we answered, L'chayev, we answered, how come I skipped a little bit, Rashi went ahead. So we want to ask a question, if he holds like Rabbi Lazar, so how come the case of HZish, you don't bring an Asher Tali? So we answered, because you need a Chaticha, Mishtei Chatichas, and therefore by HZish, there's no Asher Tali. Freddy Gemara, but Rabbi Lazar doesn't hold that. This animal, which was a Suffolk behem, a Suffolk chay, and the nafkamina is regarding its fats. If it's a chay, the chaylev of a chay is toy. It's kosher. If it's a behem, it's straight, and you ate it, and you don't know if it's a chay, so it's only one chaticha, the animal's in front of you. You just don't know what the halach is. What's a koi? And Yovin Achel B'Mishem Asher Tali, Rabbi Lazar clearly holds that you chayev, it means he holds it, you don't need two pieces. How come by the case of HZ you don't need? Shmuel Sovik, Rabbi Lazar, Bechada, Paul Rabbi Chada. He agrees with Rabbi Lazar regarding Truma Saka Safik. But when it comes to HZ, he says, I need Shtei Chatichas. And there's no Shtei Chatichas. No, but he can't bring a Raya from here, which way he holds. And now says the Gemara. Another version is Amar Abchiyah Barashi Mashmuel Eishes Chedesh Chayov Lashdoi. You take a Chayov Lashdoi. Not that you're not Chayov, you are Chayov. And why are you Chayov? Because it's a Safik. And you don't need shtei chatichas. There's no suffix. Chamisha lo yitrimu. So he asks Rabbi Lazar, because there's a machleik is by chedesh or suffix or not. The day you hold, the tarakama holds that you don't have to give truma, that the truma is not truma, hold there's no suffix. And Rabbi Lazar holds there's a suffix. Okay, now there was a question. Boy, Rabbi Ashi, my time, Rabbi Lazar, what exactly is the suffix by chedesh? There's two ways of understanding it. Very interesting what the Gemara says here. Mivship, more like this. Mivship, shitale, the chedesh daita klish. There's no question that her mind is much weaker. She doesn't have a full handle, a full grasp of a situation. But he had a question. The things that she does have a grasp on, can she be focused? Can she be clear? In other words, she's not lucid all the time, but maybe when she's lucid, she's totally lucid. Or even when the thing that she does grasp, she doesn't grasp anything fully. That's the suffix. do we say that she has a partial mind? But that partial mind, whatever she partially she understands, or even that she doesn't fully understand. Rashi. That's one way of looking at it. She doesn't have a full grasp. She doesn't have a full potential like anybody else. It's clear. Absolutely, it's clear. But that which he applies himself, he's focused, he can do. Or he loved daitetzuli, and maybe he's not daitetzuli if he's a chedesh. Ula oilam kol yom of shechedem pshitle rabbalaz lechada daitetzuli. It doesn't oscillate. He's always the same. But what is he? Can he at least focus on some things, even on his level? No, so we're saying this chedesh. The chedesh, even though things. That's right. Some people, when they walk into the accountant, they become numb straight away. They don't hear a word they can't say. Exactly. But no, but saying something else. Saying here that she has a weak mind, it pervades every area of her life, or in certain things she's weak. And certain things she can focus. That's the shaila. But she's constant. Her level of mind is constant. So that's the suffix. Can she focus and whatever? Or he focus? The chod daiti isla the chedesh. The ain't eating chod and shade is consistent. That's one way of looking at it. Or back to Gemara. Oy dilma pshitleida daita kalishta. Surely he has a weaker mind. The lav daita tzilusu and doesn't really focus. But here the question is, does she oscillate? Kiv on the itim cholim the itim shaita. We sometimes call it schizophrenic. The Gemara is saying no. Even a chedesh has lucid moments and moments which are not. That's the question. And then if that's the case, then could be. Can you give her a get? Because could be at the moment you give her a get, she's lucid, so she's not married Mahatayda. So like that. If you say there's constant, so therefore kiddush kiddush, it's just like you got married with Rabbanon, so the get is no worse. Sometimes she's totally lucid and sometimes she's not. So it could be when you married her, she wasn't lucid, which means you only married with Rabbanon. And now when you want to give a divorce, boom, this minute she's totally lucid, and You can't divorce her. Who? Oh, yeah.
Isn't that a type of autism or something?
We're talking about a chedesh here. We're talking about somebody who's deaf and dumb. It's a very interesting one. The first time I ever see the Gemara analyzes what chedesh is. Rashi. Is that clear? Sometimes she's totally sane. At that moment, she's totally focused. She wasn't well, so it's only Rabbanan. And if she was at the time when you got married, deaf and dumb, can you divorce her? According to Rabbanan, who said that what? That is always, there's no suffix whatsoever. I don't have this question. They don't analyze it like this. They say she's chedesh is a state of being all the time, and that's it. But Rabbanon, she's engaged. I married Rabbanon, you divorce her. Rabbi Loza, the masterly suffix. Rabbi Loza treats her like a suffix. When it comes to Truma, he says that it's a suffix Truma. My, what would it then be over here? What do you want to write? Mishnah, take him.
That's a great answer, isn't it? Yeah. It depends if you hold like a chavim or like a rabbis.
I'm sure after the story of Helen Keller became in the 30s, whatever it was, I'm sure it changed everything. Right. Unless there were stories like that before. Deaf and dumb? You're talking about deaf and dumb. I know, but deaf and dumb can't do that. They didn't have any ways of doing it. I mean, Helen Keller was unique because being deaf and blind also. Being deaf and dumb. Yeah, that's how it started. That's how it started.
She, what do you call it? She was born a pikachas.
That's right. But how, she was very young, I think. What was it 3 years old or something? Maybe. Yeah.
She made a motion of some sort.
Nishtatis. I'm going to be, she became a shaita. Yeah, then you can give her a get and so on. You can't receive a get. And why not? L'chayda. Abizcha, divar teide, meha teide, shaitim, the gadashas. Why can't you remember? Just remember, we don't need her consent. So who cares if the shaita? He does everything. It's against the will. Why we say she's a gedashes? In other words, right now the Gemara is saying that if a woman's a shaita, it's only midrabban. Midrabban, she can't receive a get. Why am I tired? Who cares about you? We need her das. We don't need her das. It's unilateral. It's only midrabban. We don't want her to live a life of promiscuity because then people take advantage, abuse her. I don't understand. A shaita is not so simple. Shaita is a shaita l'cheira. She's deficient. Why? Hey, chidami. I lema the yidas lishmagit. She's a shaita, but she's intelligent and mature enough that she can watch her get, mind her get, not lose it. The yidas lishmanas. Remember, we learned before. Here, she's older. She's mature enough that she can take care of herself. Then, what's the why with rabban asim? You're not going to have kishes. She should be up against matayda and with rabban. No, but she's talking about somebody. Any of that should be looking to the gatzur. She can't take yourself. No, she can't take herself. Matayda shaitim is gadeshes. Matayda is gadeshes. How can it be? Rabban rabiyan the rabiyana even nosan biyodo. You have to give it in the hand. So we learn out from there. Me she yesh lo yad le gadesh atzma. If she's she has her own hand, she's mature. Then she's divorced. Yotzuzusha ain't lo yad le gadesh. But if she cannot take care of the get herself, she's not divorced. So what he tell me? Shait is a chsara de rabban, a chsara de raisa. The tannod ve rabishmar. Rabishmar makes a comment on that. The shilcha be beis. It says in the pasuk, you should send her away from your house. Me she meshalcha ve nichda. Another limud, but the same idea. Someone you send away and she understands what it means. You divorced her and she won't come back. Then she's divorced. Yotzuzusha meshalcha says. But this girl here, she has no understanding. She brought right back tomorrow. She doesn't understand. So therefore, she ma'atayda. She can't be divorced. So either from venosam yoder or from shilcha be beis. Either reason ma'atayda. She can't be divorced. So what do you tell me, amaisa? That is only the rabban. If the Gemara, this is an intermediate kind of a shaita. Leitzicha, the yodas lishmar gita. She's intelligent enough that she can mind the divorce and she understands what a divorce means. So she saiba nos and saiba shilcha. She understands. But the ain't the yodas lishmar gita. It's very easy for people to abuse her because she's not. She thinks everybody's her friend, and she lets her be easily abused. And we want to protect the Yiddish girl. But therefore, with the rabbanon, she's not divorced. So the bar trade shaitim is gadesh the yodalish magita. Ma trade she will be divorced. She can protect the get. Rama Rabbanu lay livka. Rabbanu says no, we don't want it to happen. Shlo yinagu b'minig hefker. Omar Abaye, they can now prove it to you as well. Diktani gabe dido. When it comes to her, it says nishtatis. When it says a girl that became a shait, it says lo yaitzi. Don't send her away. But when it comes to Gabe Diday, when if he's a shaita, it says, if he's a shaita, the man, lo yaiti alamis, he can never divorce her. Why do we add the word alamis by the man and not by the girl? Because the girl, ma'atayda, they could get divorced. Only the rabbanon. Ma'ishna hochi di tani alamis, and ma'ishna hosan like tani alamis. Alishmamina, the rice of rabbanon, only the rabbanon. Rashi. So today we have the het tamei rabbanim that circumnavigates this problem of a woman being a shaita. Because you give her a get, the bezin holds on her behalf. And then we allow him to marry another woman. That's how he can marry. To take away the chayt of benegeshim, to allow him to marry. But when he, nothing to do. Chayt of benegeshim. Two generations before Rashi. And benegeshim is a town with Rabbeinu Yaakov ben Yochor, who was Rashi's brother. Rashi. Embarrassed. Okay, by the Gemara. Big Machlek is a shining right here on the Gemara. There's long tastes here. If this is Shaita, okay, my trader, let's say she's disqualified because she's dysfunctional, that, but she's under 12. If the father has the right to Mekadosh her, does he have the right to also accept her get? He said, Misha ain't loyal, but her father's in control of her. So the main time holds that a Shaita under 12. She could be divorced because the father has a yad. But even though we learned that once she's married and she divorces, she's free. So, but he says after 12. It's after she was divorced, she's free, but not the divorce itself.
So when the husband is giving the get, she's still in his rishus.
No, the father comes in and accepts the get on her back. The father accepts, not on her back. The father accepts it because she is. I give the yad about kachas. It's all at the same time. If you want to see the first line, look at the top. Just look at the top. It's a big machlokes yoshayim. Top taisi, five lines. Yotzei shen liyad legadosh atzma. Says taisi. Oy mei tam da haynu dafke be'ein lov dafke yisayma. Uperik is gabel. That says beis gabel. And the fact is machlokes yoshayim. Chay beis gedushin gabe kol ketelgis kol ketana she'ein yichoyle lishmonas gita ein yichoyle gadosh. Says there any ketana that cannot receive the divorce. Cannot be divorced. Peter could just afilu aydevia. So Rashi holds that even the father can't accept it. They need a bain time. Where do we learn that from Nasim Yoda? Mi sheyesh lo yad legadash es atzmo, someone who has a hand ability to megadash herself. Yotzuzush ain lo yad. The kibim sheyesh lo av had a yesh lo yad. Since she has a father, she has a hand. That is afilu naida bein he bein avi mekabel gita. Even she's a naida till 12 and a half. Her father has a yad. So till 12 and a half, the main time says a yad is there. Doesn't matter if it's her yad, a yad for her. So her father as well.
Once the father's handed her over.
No, so we're saying. No, so we're learning here, yeah. Ay, Rabbi Shmuel says, Vishilcha, from the word Vishilcha, Lachayt, and the Gemara Kedushin of Mbeis, it brings only Vishilcha. And Vishilcha seems like who cares of the father? It's her, whether she has enough seichel maturity to come back. But Rabbi Shmuel, Nami, the daughter of Vishilcha, said, Bein Tam, Mashma, Delay, Polo, Rabbi, I'm not arguing, Elo, the daughter of Mikrachini. They're both saying the same thing. The time of the Yeshla of, because if she has a father, the father will make sure that she doesn't go back to her husband. Interesting. Back to the Gemara. Amr Avichim Nudi. Rabbi Yechon ben Nudi said he doesn't understand the difference between a man and a woman. Why, if the man is a cheresh, he cannot divorce her? The woman is a cheresh, he could. What's the difference? Now the question is this question on why a man cannot, or is this question why a woman can? If the woman's a chedesh, why she could? What's the question? Is it for sure the man cannot give a divorce because he's a chedesh? The isha come by, he wants to know why the woman could receive it if she's a chedesh. Is that what he's asking? She can't because she's a chedesh. The isha come by, why a man could? Oh, sorry. And the question is, if he understood the isha chedesh could receive, so why a man can't? What's the chiluk? Toshma coming in, Midik Omrili, when the Rabbanan responded to him, and he said, Einu Domi cannot compare Ish Megadish, because he's the one who has to make it all happen. Li Isha Mezgadish, we don't really need her mind. Why? So Isha Yaita Litatsaina, Shalai Litatsaina, we don't need her consent. So Lachaita, so what are we explaining here, the whole thing of an Ish? Shmamna, what was this bothering him? Ish. Ish Kamabayle, what bothered him was Ish. Rashi. Surely a woman understood that since we don't need her consent. The E Isha Mibayle, the Ish Shitle, had been the other way around, that he knew for sure a man. Of course, a woman, Haki Bayle Dude. Ain't no Isha Gresh, Isha Gadish. Think about it. You're going to add the Pung Faker, Medic Omale, he said to him, Avzuki Yitziba. He said, this is the same thing. Shmami, no. By bringing that other case that Aedis Rabbi Yechim made good good, and he said, Zuki Yitziba. And this is the exact same case. There was a case, he's going to bring a case of a Chareshah that her father married off, which is Ma'atayda. That she can go out with a divorce. Even though she's married Ma'atayda, she can go out with a divorce. That we don't need her mind. So what are we talking about over there? Mainly about the woman. And we're saying, Zuki Yitzim Zuh. So we see the Chayda Faked. We're trying to bring an eye about the woman, that why she could receive, even though she's a Chadashis. Isn't that eye that bothered him was the woman, why she could receive? Adra, Midikam, Le'av, Zuki Yitzim Zuh. Shmaman, Isha Kama Baila. What bothered him was the woman. Why could she receive? She's a Chadashis. El Rabbi Yechim Nuru Divrein Kamalu. He's saying to you, to them, Lidid, according to me, I hold, Ki Heiched the Ish Loi Motzim Megadash. If he's a Chadash, he cannot be Megadash. He should not be Megadash. She also cannot. To me, they're equal. There's no difference. Elidit Chu, you guys will hold that an Isha could accept Maishnisha. Why should be a difference? Omdelei Einu Doimer. They said even according to us, there's not comparison between the Ish Hamegadish and Isha Megadish. What roles they play in that divorce? Rash Isha Megadish. Allah Kamaisa Rabbanu Raya Devar Raya Avzuki Yitzibav Einu Doimer. They Kamahadil Isha. Should Iu Hakam Elidit Chu according to them to Isha Megadish and Maishnisha. Isha Maishnisha difference. Hey, Yid Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon testified a story there about a chareshes that her father married off a ketana. Ma'atayda, she's married and yet she can receive a divorce. Why? Because we don't need her opinion. Amar Rove me'edusa Rabbi Yechon ben Gudgudah, from his edus, we see also he knows we don't need her opinion. I can learn from here. Amar le'edim, if a guy tells two witnesses quietly, get who gets it? You see the document in my hand here? It's a get. Sha'ani no yisa. I'm about to give it to my wife. But he was embarrassed to give her. He liked her, but whatever it is, he couldn't live with her anymore. He's embarrassed. So when he turned to his wife to give her the get, in front of his edim, he said the following words. Amalei said to her, Kansi shtar choyze, huh? Why did you take this loan? This loan contract. But the edim know that it's a get. Hadezim agadashas. She has no idea what she's getting. It doesn't matter. We don't need her opinion. And how do I know that? From Yechimah Gudgula. She's a chadesh when she got married. Mahatayt, her father married her. And yet you can give her a get. She has a clue what she's going on here. Not a clue.
But yet it was. Don't you see in Agitin that he can throw the get over her fence? She doesn't know what's coming one day. He throws a thing, it lands in her daladamas. That's it. She has a get.
Yeah, but you need two aids. You need two aids. You're right. We need two aids. Here he say nothing. The two aids there, they see a get. Here he turned around and he changed it from a get to a shtar chayv. So what's the shaila? Shaila is maybe he changed his mind. Mila Amar Abichim, what's my right? Didn't Abichim going to say, Loi be'ina dait, right? We don't need her knowledge. Hochanami, Loi be'ina dait, we don't need knowledge. You want to pshita, what's the chiddush? Like you're saying. Nein. Ma'u the tema mid the omele, had he said nothing, you're right. But now that he said, Konsi shtar choiv zeh, by referring to this document as a shtar choiv, maybe betuli batle. He's canceling the get. Kamash Malon, and how do we talk about not canceling it? Kumim isa the batle, because if he talk meant to cancel it, then le edim have it come. He wouldn't say it to the wife, he would turn to the edim and say, you know, this is going to be, he says, hey, this is no longer get, this is going to be now shtar choiv. Since he didn't change his mind to the Edim he told originally this is a get. Now he turns to this wife and he says, why did he call her shtachayv when it's actually get? Machmas kisuf v'damaluhu. He's much embarrassed. Sorry? So exactly, we got the whole thing we read. Yeah, but that's, we'll learn it. It's written in the get. It's written in the get. And if you don't say anything, it's still a divorce because it's written in the get. And we learn Hariyatu Teres, Hariyat Mukhrechez, and why do you say that is for the people to know what it is? For the Edim to know what it is. But the Edim know already, you told them. Nashi. Even Kedushin Gemurim, like being a daita, you don't need the Isha Gerish, you don't need her opinion. He loy shama, she didn't hear. Then v'chozava amal alisha, he turns around to his wife. Pikachas, an intelligent woman. Kansi shtar choiv zeh. V'loy haidiya shehugita. No, he's mechuyva get matayla, but he didn't tell her. Hareze megereshes. Lav amar Rabbi Yechon loy be'ina daita. The isha begedish and niktani. Charesh is yoyitz beget. The charesh is matayla married, because the father married off. Yet, it's valid. Pshita, Rabbi Yechon vadi hochu, surely that's Rabbi Yechon holds. So we explain how it is. So tomorrow, 6:15 in the morning, davening at 7:00. There's no early minyan because it's a holiday.
Davening is at 7.
7 and 6:15 we'll learn before those share.
At 6:15 you're gonna learn.
Never, because I always have class afterwards. Today is the only day there's no school. Usually, usually there's school. Okay, tell you what, we'll learn after davening tomorrow. Yehuda, you're a fighter over here. My bagels. Tomorrow
is
bagels.
Okay, wait, so
the
davening is at
7? 7:30. Tomorrow, because of you, there's no tachin. Seems like a potato. It's a shul. It's going to shul.
Tomorrow there's no school.
There is the staff meetings tomorrow. But you're lucky, I don't go to staff meetings, so therefore there's no school.
So 7:35
tomorrow morning.
9 days.
No. 7 o'clock
is the
minute.
7:45.
The difference is, yesterday, all that, it says, when you arrive in Israel, he's telling you about the future.